Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. What a year. It's been quite a year. You know, many business people are doing better than they have since 2008. Many business people are on their way to regaining their balances. And I am looking forward to 2015. I think it's going to be the best year we've had in a long time. And if you go back and you play part one and part two of the 7 questions to improve your business profits, I think it's going to help you. It's going to help you understand. It's going to help you put perspective in what you need to do. You know, I remember this so clearly. I was 5 years old, just a little one, and my aunt said to me, "So, little Howard, what do you want to do when you grow up?" And I looked right at her and I said, "I don't know what I want to do, but I want to be in business for myself." I had no idea what that meant, not a clue. I remember saying it and I remember feeling it. And then until I was 40 years old, you know, I did a lot of things, a lot of sales jobs, a lot of understanding what was going on. And when I was a little over 40 years old, my mentor said, "Why don't you go teach people what you've learned about business and how well you do it so they too can be successful?" And here I am 25 years later. It's amazing. It's been quite a gift. And my strategy, my purpose in life is to help you do better for real. I want you to make more money. I want you to have less stress. I want you to have a better life. And that's why I constantly pump out this information. But I also want you to listen to it and evaluate it and decide it's for you. So if you go back and you play the 7 questions to improve your strategy, part one and part two, you're going to find helpful hints. Let's go to part three. What's part three? And this will be well over the 8 strategies, but you know what? That's fine. Part three is selling. Selling is everything. Well, let me back up. Prospecting is everything. Having the prospect to sell to is everything. If you don't have the prospect, if you're not creating new prospects all the time, if you don't have anyone to talk to, my goodness, how are you going to stay in business? If you have the best movie coming out for the year and nobody shows up to see it, so what? They can't tell you how great it was. You can't even sell them popcorn. So you have to have that prospect. You have to have the prospect. You have to know who your potential customer or client is. You have to understand how you're going to deliver the message that you're the person they want to talk to. Then you have to get the appointment. You have to listen to what your appointment, your potential prospect has to say in the appointment. Why are you there? How can you help them? It's not just blah, 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 "I'm going to throw up all over you. I'm going to tell you what I do." What can you do for them? They're not going to do business with you unless you can do something for them. You need to be the expert. You need to understand your business. You need to understand your products inside and out. And you need to take the time to understand their products. Most business people make the mistake of going to see a potential customer and thinking it's there for the customer is there for them. They're there so they can sell them. That's not why you're there. You're there for the customer or the client. You're there for what you can do for them, not what they can do for you. And if the person that you're talking to feels like you are there to take advantage of them, you are just there because you want their money, they're not going to do business with you. But if they see a vision, if they see how you can help them, if they understand exactly what you're going to do to make their life better, well, of course they're going to want to do business with you. And then that brings us to the close. We've already gotten the prospect. We've presented. We've listened. We've told people what we're going to do for them. And if we've done a great job, there is no close. There isn't even a trial close. People will just turn around and say, "You know, what you're saying is really interesting. I'm intrigued. Let's talk about doing business." That's how it will work if you do a great job. If you do a great job of prospecting, presenting, selling, There is no close. There is no hard close. And the reason we want to do a great job and we want to have people see the vision and not use the hard close is because we want to do repeat business with them. We want to build a relationship. We want people to understand that we're there for them. And when we do that, we prosper. We succeed. We go from one appointment to one prospect to the appointment to the next prospect to the next appointment. And before the year is out and 2015 is out, we go, wow. Let me take a breath because what a year. And maybe you're not the one selling. Maybe it's your salespeople. You have to ride along with them. You have to coach them. You have to teach them. You have to get them to understand. You have to listen to what they say. You have to make sure that they understand the entire company. You've got to have customer service. My goodness, there's so much to do. Really exciting. It's about strategy. The strategy of being in business, the strategy of prospecting, the strategy of sales, the strategy of the close, the strategy of listening to the 7 questions to improve your business, to always be listening to things, to, you'll hear people say things like when they get older, well, Sonny, I've forgotten more than you'll ever know. Really? Huh. Well, that's not going to get you very far. What you've forgotten, is it? So we need to absolutely read articles, listen, read trade magazines, listen to our customers so that we can constantly have our memories jogged and we can remember exactly why we are there and what our purpose is. And your purpose is to make their company better, to make their life easier, to reduce their stress. And when you do that, your company is better, you make more money, and your stress is reduced. This is Howard LeWinter. You know, I know you can do this. No matter how successful you are, you can be more successful with less stress. No matter how difficult your year has been, you can do better and you can be successful with less stress. It's about understanding. It's about will, drive, and determination. And I know you, yes, you, sitting right there are the ones that can do it. Let's make it happen. This is Howard LeWinter, and I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.